This morning, also checking in with another student athlete who is signed to compete at the next level, Shaylee Coons. Shaylee, you have had a terrific experience the last couple of years wrestling for the Lady Braves wrestling team. You've been a placer. You were third as a junior runner-up this last year. Talk to us about that whole thing, because obviously 4 years of high school, you're obviously interested in it, but then it becomes a sanctioned sport and an option for you to not just compete and have your own team, but now to move on and do some things collegially. Talk about that whole process, because it kind of seemed to come together rather quickly.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I was really surprised that it got sanctioned as quick as it did, and I'm really surprised with how many girls came out as what did for our team and all around the state. I feel like the competition was good, and I don't know, I feel like high school was a really fun wrestling experience for me, and so I figured college could only get better, and I love the coach that I'm going to. I don't know, the college, it all seems like a good experience.
How did this all kind of come together as far as selecting this school overall? What was part of that process?
So I went out this fall to go visit two schools in Iowa, and once I got back, the head coach for Cornell stayed in touch with me constantly. He texted me at least 5 times a week, and he'd always ask how I was doing. He would text me after all my matches. He was very involved with my wrestling season, and it meant a lot to me because I know how busy one life is, let alone with a whole new team. And it meant a lot to me that he stayed in touch, and so I figured since I already felt like a part of the family, it was the way to go.
As we look at wrestling, as I said, it's been there have been girls who have wrestled in Wyoming over the years, but it's just been the last couple of years that it's become, quote unquote, like we said, sanctioned. As you look at that, did you have the inclination that you were wanting to do that as an underclassman before it became sanctioned, or was it just like, you know, hey, this is happening and I'm going to jump on board?
Yeah, I mean, I never really wanted to wrestle with, like, the boys. Like, my brothers have always wrestled. But then when, like, it was you would wrestle another one of your gender, it kind of felt like it would be fun to do.
That seems to be a really big or a common response when I've asked this or heard this question from some of the wrestlers is, now that you have a chance to do your own thing, it's like, yeah, I totally want to be on board with that. And the Lady Braves team obviously has been one of the biggest and strongest in terms of having the number of young ladies coming out to wrestle. Talk about that, because it's a little different. It's a little different in terms of when you... I noticed that there's a lot more camaraderie and a lot more, I would maybe say, support, even with competitors. You know, you might get pinned by somebody and you might get up and say, hey, nice pin. I've noticed that, or somebody gets a hug. Talk about that a little bit, because it's a little different than what the guys do.
I mean, I feel like girls are a lot more emotional when it comes to wrestling, and I feel like, I don't know, like, you want your opponent to do good, but it, like, at the end of the match, it's who really wants it the most. But you don't go out there and, like, you want to go out there and have a good friendship and a relationship. I feel like most of the girls that wrestled the last 2 years at state and, like, at region and everything, I feel like there was not a single girl wrestler that didn't say hi or didn't connect with another girl off of another team.
And I think a lot of that, obviously, and speak to this if you would, it seems like that is, because you're all, I mean, obviously everybody's on their own team, but it's all part of kind of a bigger team, the girls wrestling community within the state. That seems to be growing and growing, obviously, but there seems to be a real connection.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of the girls, like, they're there to have fun and then they're to compete, but it's not like it's the world championships. Everyone's there to have fun and everyone's there to support each other. And like most of us started 2 years ago. And so it's not like anyone's better than anyone. And we're all there to have fun and just be there for one another.
Well, as we talk about you going to Iowa, have you had a chance to visit the campus, anything like that? Or is that going to be kind of a new experience for you as you head out this next year?
I actually visited the campus this fall. I took a tour of the campus, and I ate lunch with the wrestling coaches, and we explored, like, the wrestling room and, like, the buildings that I would be in and all the dorms. It was a really good experience.
And I'm going to steal this question from Duke, who I just used it in the last interview. Obviously, you're going out there to wrestle, but what are some other things that you're going to be studying? What about the student part of the student athlete out in at Mount Vernon?
I'm going to get my pre-vet degree in the next 4 years to become a vet.
Awesome. Has that always been a lifelong thing you've been interested in, or just recently?
Yeah, ever since I was a little girl, I wanted to be a vet.
All right. Speaking with Shaylee Kuhn, she's going to be wrestling for Cornell College in Mount Vernon, Iowa. Shaylee, talk to us about some of your teammates and your coaches for this past couple of years and how the relationships have grown there.
Yeah, well, like when we first all started wrestling our first year, it was kind of awkward. Like all the girls were like, oh, we actually have to get down and like touch each other. Like it was kind of just like a weird experience that we'd be rolling on the mat with one another. But I feel like our team really grew together. Like obviously we had our ups and downs like any team would. And then I feel like this last year, our team really grew together and like we were all there to support each other. And like we always made it like important to all of us to be able to be there for one another. And I don't know, I feel like our team was pretty close, even though like we had our ups and downs, but I feel like it was a good experience.
Let's talk about your family a bit. You talk about your brothers that wrestle. Obviously I'll bet they're totally in your corner on this journey that you're taking. Let's talk about them and your folks and what they've been doing to support you in this decision.
Yeah. My brothers are really for me wrestling. Like always growing up, I'd always have to go sit at their wrestling meets and just sit there and watch them wrestle. And my mom wasn't really for it, like at the beginning of it, until like sanctioning happened, and then she got really excited. But like they've supported me on my national trips, and they've like supported me like anytime I go somewhere, and they always push me to put in the extra time and go wrestle longer. And I don't know, I feel like they helped me with the decision to go wrestle in college.
One thing I've noticed, we posted your signing online and some social media pages and things, and some of the comments were really interesting to me. A lot of comments from women who basically said, I wish this would have been an option when I was in high school. And then obviously you've got girls coming up behind you that this is going to be the new normal. How do you feel as one of the trailblazers? You kind of helped solidify this at this school and obviously in the state.
I mean, I feel like it's a really cool experience. Like, I feel like it kind of happened like just in time, even though I wish I had a couple more years like with my team and like with my coaches and everything. I feel like the timing was kind of perfect with it all being so new. And I don't know, I think it's good. Like, I feel like it's gonna be good for all the girls that are coming into it, even though I wish it would have happened sooner, but I think it's good for everyone.
Do you have any favorite memories over the last couple of years as you kind of wrap up your, well, not kind of, you wrap up your senior year and move on? Do you have any favorite memories?
Wrestling-wise?
I was kind of looking at that, but if you have, it can be something else if you want.
Wrestling-wise, I would have to say it was my quarterfinals match at state. And I'd beaten the girl a handful of times. Like, I wrestled her at region. I wrestled her quite a few times. And we had Hayden Walker and Hayden Heap. And we have Kedden Waldron and Grace Walker and Carbon Kennington. We had them all in my corner because I was the only one wrestling. And I pinned my girl, and I was so excited. I don't know what it was. And I, like, went to go shake the Sheridan coach's hands, and I went up, and I, like, jumped in Hayden's arms. And it was a special moment for me.
That's awesome. Fantastic. And more memories yet to come as you go and compete at Cornell College, again, in Mount Vernon, Iowa. Shaylee Kuhns, thank you, Shaylee, for coming in and talking to us about your experiences, and we wish you the best of luck, and maybe we'll have you on again in the future. We appreciate it.
Thank you.